La 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 la.
בוקר טוב חברים.
Good morning friends, with us as supporting tents, Moscow, tent number 5, Africa, Chile, Valparaiso, Petah Tikva, tent number 12, and the Tel Aviv tent. We'll read an excerpt. Baal Sulam, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Why then did the Kabbalists obligate each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing in it, worthy of being publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their soul. This means that every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments that the Creator had contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded in this life will be granted in the next life, etc., until one is awarded with completing his thought, which he had planned for him. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. That means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception, at which time these lights will clothe the able vessels.
Now a workshop question. What do we have to do in order to be rewarded with completing his thought, the Creator's thought, in this lesson? Again, what do we have to do in order to be rewarded with completing the Creator's thought in the lesson, an active workshop?
Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. We have to continue what we've started doing in the Congress to make an effort with the love of friends to invite the light into the workshop, to feel those places which need correction in the relationships between us and to invite the light there, and that's how we'll succeed.
The Creator's thought is to do good to His creations. If His thought is to do good to His creations, turns out that to benefit His creations, as we see it, is to help each other to reach the quality of His soul. This is the best thing that I can do for you. This is actually that same benefit that He wants to bring us, that we will be rewarded with that. So completing this thought means to really help each other now in this lesson, to get out into love of others.
To ask this of the Creator, to ask the Creator that the friends will be awarded with reaching adhesion with Him.
To complete means to complete the spiritual vessel, so that we will be able to ask for correction. That correction will truly be important for us. That every moment we will be able to search more and to ask more for each other.
We enter this lesson with great gladness, with gratitude the importance and of all of the longings and impressions that we've absorbed from one another in the Congress, and we'll try as much as possible to move as one, to ask as one, to not interrupt the light's work and to let it complete what it needs to complete. It completes for us.
Yes, inspiration and great expectations, anticipation from the lesson. Not too long ago, we came back from the airport, and the importance of attracting the light together with the whole world clear. We really felt how we are drawn here. And this is also the completion of his thought, to complete his thought above our perception, above our sensation. However, there is the light that reforms, which is the only thing that we can draw during the lesson in our connection, and by that, to get closer to him.
Now, when Niv just spoke, it reminded me of something that Rav said before the Congress, in the lesson prior to the Congress. He said, your work is very simple, you don't have too much to do. Just one thing, to draw the reforming light. And this is exactly what we need to expect in this lesson, to just make an effort to connect and ask the light's help, to correct, connect, and help.
Yes, and drawing the reforming light, well, it's important that we will be here together, that we will truly want that change, that we will truly want to reach a state where we're asking for the friends, that we will feel the gap between what we want and our current state, and that pain is actually the pain that can draw the reforming light.
Well, at least we should be in the same direction, requesting the same thing, because even if we don't feel it, let us at least be cognizant of that and ask for that. But to always be active in our actions towards one another. One receives an awakening and the other one falls asleep, and one turns to the Creator. And the main thing is that there is reciprocity between us. Everyone works as one.
Turning to the Creator is something that we really have to place at the beginning and at the end of every thought. All in all, we're here in order to turn to Him together. We're searching for the common prayer to Him, so that we see Him behind every incident and every sensation.
To continue the Congress. I don't feel that we've stopped it. To allow this inner space for each one to be sensitive to the gentleness of the soul, to search everywhere, to pray for one another, and also not to obfuscate the gap which is necessary. With all of the joy and gratitude, we still need to examine where I'm at, essentially, like Rav said. At least a little trouble. Something has to be a little bit wrong.
And our ability, specifically, with the help of those obstructions, and an obstruction doesn't have to be something big. It's enough that I don't think about the Creator. Bala Sulam writes that this is the greatest possible trouble. So already I have something to pray for, and the prayer is always over the friends and always with the help of the Creator. And then specifically all of these obstructions become proximities, becoming closer.
And that's how we complete his thought. When we're in prayer for the friend's adhesion to the Creator, because that is the thought that that's what he wants. And when we make an effort towards that, we complete that thought.
Yes, and only the effort is what works. Because the thing is that our body accustoms us and encourages us to be in a state of rest, not to do. Just like the light it's in absolute rest. The body also wants to be that way, and we have to overcome that. And that overcoming can be done only together, by awakening each other.
Out of the greatness of the goal, which we project towards one another, even internally, we don't have to...
From letter 28 by Baal HaSulam. How many times have I commented to you that the spiritual qualities can never be better than the corporeal qualities? Yet you insist that you do not feel the taste of servitude in cleanness. In my view, any place where there is a desire for servitude is already lost there from the work. The matter of work and labor extend from the masach that delays the upper light, which it covets very much, while the reward extends from the ochozer. By that, Malchut returns to being ketel, and it turns out that it comes out from servitude to complete redemption with simple rachamim, mercies, which is the ketel.
Ismach lemevakshe Hashem.